I was born in a small town called Masjid Suleiman in southern Iran.
I was born in Syria.
I was born in Hamburg, Germany.
I was born in Korea.
I was born in Tanzania in a refugee camp.
I was born in Singapore.
Guatemala.
I'm from Ireland.
I was born in Thailand refugee
I was born in Mumbai.
I was born in Vientiane, Laos.
I was born in England.
I was born in Costa Rica.
Welcome to Many Roads to Here, bringing the voices of immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers to a national conversation about migration and identity. I'm your host, Celine Ross. Ina Kovtun is a songkeeper. She collects and carries the folklore of Ukraine, songs that survived years of suppression and attempted erasure, songs that tell stories, celebrate traditions, and preserve culture. In Ukraine, she was a well-known folklore singer, performer, and artistic director. But when Russia invaded, everything changed. Here is her story.
I'm not from musician family. My mother told me my grandfather had really beautiful voice, but I never hear him. I got my voice from universe, I don't know, from a little bit from everyone from my family and ancestors.
I was born in Ukraine, Sumy region. This is east of Ukraine, close to Russia, border with Russia.
When I was in first grade, my teacher, she was really talented. She sang in folklore ensemble, it called Shihlik. She invited artistic director of this Shihlik, and also he was director of culture center, and told him, please come, I have one student, she sang really beautiful. And he came, and I remember all of my classmates, and he took accordion, and I never sang with music instrument. And he started playing, and I opened my mouth, and he oh my goodness. And after this moment, I started seeing everywhere.
Переймося, роди, єднайся, народи, пісню заспіваймо, серце звеселяймо, пісню заспіваймо, душу звеселяймо.
Everywhere, my culture center, all of my Sumy region, and everywhere when I was for competition or something, I all time got Grand Prix or first place. And after I decided to go to music school and fortepiano, but it was classic vocal, and I sang some opera, and I used two technique of voice, folklore voice and classic voice.
Ina kept following the music. When she was just 15, she left home to study music at college. At 19, she moved to Kyiv for her third degree in 5 years.
It was my dream, my favorite city in the whole world. I thought, for me, Kyiv, this best of the best, beautiful, and continue to study, to learn more about folklore, to collect and survive and promote Ukrainian folklore tradition, songs, dance. After university, I sang in a Ukrainian really famous band. It's called Tartak. It's folklore with rock, with something modern music. And also I create, and I was leader and artistic director ensemble Rozhenitsa, sang song with all of tradition. Polyphony with special vocal, with special technique, and we had 5 music CD, a lot of video, and we were with concerts in Canada, Europe, Israel, and Poland, Baltica, Turkey. Ukrainian folklore has a really unique specific. This is polyphony and really unique sound, powerful, and people really appreciate. A lot of countries lost their roots, didn't save it to preserve Ukrainian culture, to share it. It's beautiful, and especially when it's sung professional with a lot of voices.
She wasn't just interested in music.
I study psychology also all of my life. It was my dream to be a doctor. And when came time to choose what to do, my teacher from music school, she told to my mom, Natalia, I will die if she won't continue to work with music because you can see I won everywhere. Besides psychology, it's also like musician. How can I be like doctor for mental health? It's big connection with culture, also with culture, with music and with mental health.
Ina's life was full of music. She was an artistic director of 120 professional artists, a performer, a master of music, folklore, and ethnography. She was a leader of the ethno-rock band Rojenitsa. She sang in an ensemble called Kalina, and sometimes she was singing to crowds of thousands of people.
I was soloist of ethno-rock band Astarte. And for example, we were in London and it was 120,000 people. It was Ukrainian, like Ukrainian festival in London. Ukrainian Day, something like this. And people came. I was doing my favorite job. And I was director and I had my big room and every artist, every singer, dancers really appreciate and respect me. And like told my general director, Ina, we miss you so much because when you all time, every morning, when you came to work, like from you was like really big light and everyone got from you this like energy.
Ina and her husband had met back in university. They got married in 2013. The same year, demonstrations began in Kyiv. The Euromaidan protests started after Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych sided with Russia instead of pursuing stronger ties to Europe.
Our past president Yanukovych, who wanted to sail us to Russia, and people start protest like thousands, millions. And I was pregnant at this time. I'm pregnant and I was in hospital. And I remember when we went to Kherson and we was driving to Kyiv and a lot of tanks with our military go to like Kherson close to Crimea. And it was scary. Scary, yes. But when war start full, we were in work and we saw some news at a lot of tanks close to board, but like Putin and Russia explained this something. We are studying something. We felt it, but we like was praying and was hoping it's impossible 21st of century to have war.
In 2014, Russia invaded and annexed Crimea, and fighting started in eastern Ukraine. Ina was in Kyiv, singing and doing what she loved, now with a baby girl. 8 years later, in 2022, Ina's daughter Paulina was 7, and Ina's ensemble had just started to tour again after COVID. Tensions were high in the country. Threats of invasion from Russia were on the rise. Ina was organizing a big concert for students from a military university, but she had a bad feeling, like something was about to happen.
My small suitcase with documents was prepared, like with passports or something. But anyway, it was like, no, everything will be okay. We had really big concert and we sold a lot of tickets. I was deputy of general director municipal orchestra. And my director called to me and I told, I'm like feeling something will happen. And he like, no, Ina, stop. No, anybody, not you, because he told I'm positive all time and I can't think like this. 3 days before we had concert with my orchestra, it was concert for military university student who was study for be pilot, like military pilot. It was like a few spring song because it's tradition to call spring. And like some joke songs, some lyric song, some soldier song. Good time and they was happy. And in my, I had like beautiful girls. It's like when my soloist was beautiful young girl. It's, yes, it was interesting when men and girls see like young handsome men so on stage, beautiful girls, they was happy. We were talking about, we hope we will call not only spring, we will call happiness, goodness, and everything will be okay. But it doesn't help. It didn't help.
Because 3 days later, at 4 a.m., the war began.
Something sound like when Independence Day in firework, something like this. And like one, two, and they started to bomb in like airport. It's like 40 kilometers from us, but it's 17th floor, and we can see something, doof, doof, and I was freezing when I saw it. It's like movie. It's no movie even. It's like was horrible. I don't know what it was. You're looking and doof, 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 and doof, 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 doof. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, how many these brave young men will die? Like all of this audience. And I like a few days I saw their eyes when I was on stage, and they like look at us, to Ukrainian songs and everything, and smiles. And I remember also every eyes, and I understood this as military, and like it will be first who will die. Their eyes was like a lot in my head, who will protect him.
Just 3 days before, Ina had performed for a packed concert hall. Songs of spring, of good luck, joy, and happiness. Now air alarms sounded through the city, and Ina and her family had to shelter in the subway. Ina's daughter Paulina started to get very sick.
Paulina felt really bad, throwing all time, and we called to doctor. Paulina's doctor suggested us to have some medicine. The medicine didn't help, and Paulina got skinnier, and threw up. And because it was took like her nervous. And 1 week, about we were in subway, and when we like saw our daughter like quiet and skinny and nothing helped. And because, like, we can't sleep normal, and we moved to Lviv, west of Ukraine, and we was, like, hoping it's a little better. But anyway, we got to sleep in apartment, my friend's apartment. It's, like, 12, middle of the night siren, like, alarm, woo, woo, woo. And we woke up and go to shelter, and she started to throw up again. Go to shelter, go to shelter. It's like nothing, like it's maybe four times in four night, and she didn't sleep, and she was scary. And after these few days in Lviv, and again, my husband told, enough is enough. You need to go somewhere to, like, save your life.
1 week after the war started, Ina's husband drove the family to the Polish border. They waited in line for over 10 hours, but when it was time to cross into Poland, he had to say goodbye. Under Ukrainian law, men ages 18 to 60 can't leave the country because they need to enlist. So Ina and Paulina went to Krakow alone. Ina was determined to keep her daughter safe. Day after day, she went to the embassy, trying to get her daughter a United States visa.
And they told, do you have relatives in the United States? No, but I have the invitation, and my friend John Durant, who invited me here, and he wrote, like, later, he invited us, he, like, we can live in his and his wife's home, and they will pay, like, for our life here. And I show, I have already passport. And my passport was full of a lot of visas, Canada, United Kingdom, really nice traveling history, and 7 years old girl. And I was like, I was really like frustrated. Where is humanity? But I didn't give up, never give up. And I went 1 day, second, third day. And my friend, Ina, stop. You need to rent apartment. Paulina should go to school. And no, we will fly to United States. And she, Ina, open your eyes. You won't go. Paulina doesn't have, nobody will open for her visa. Okay, we went to school, and Paulina was in Poland school maybe 2 weeks.
Finally, Ina reached someone at the embassy who granted them a visa to the U.S. She thought it would be a few months' stay.
And we bought tickets and bought two tickets, come back also. For 3 months, like it's a few days ago, was 4 years when I came to United States for 3 months. Yeah, and we are here. I was in Portland like 7 months before war started. I came to Portland to record album. Music album with John Durant. John Durant and April Durant, his wife, who invited us. And they have like two homes, Boston and Portland. And they decide in Portland we will be more comfortable. We lived more than 1 year with John and April. John and April's home was so close to Ukrainian Orthodox Church. It's like I was happy because I didn't have car this time. And I just can like for walk into church and I spent a lot of time to church. And some people recognized me. Oh, my goodness. And we just had this Rozhenitsa video. It was famous video. Oh, I recognize you. This Ina. Let's organize festival. Yes. And I was emceeing festival or something. I also collect money too. To Ukraine. It's like 8 hour be host in a song. It's like it's need time to prepare. I spend a lot of time and to talk to singers or artists who will be on stage with me.
The recognition was warranted. Ina was well known in Ukraine. But being asked to perform for free to raise money for Ukraine didn't help Ina support her daughter. She'd come to the US on a 6 month visa. But when she realized they wouldn't be coming home soon, she applied for temporary protected status, or TPS, so she could get a work permit.
I didn't get money like for 8 months or something because no work permit. When I got this work permit, I went to CVS, like be everything, cleaner and cashier. I was there 7 months till I got other job. When I understood I won't come back to Ukraine, I need to create my own life. We moved to rent apartment and we lived there 1 year. And after, like, Paulina didn't want to change school. And we moved from 18th floor to 11th.
Ina has multiple degrees. For years, she studied both folklore and psychology. Eventually, in the U.S., she earned enough hours to pass exams to work as a mental health professional. But she's often asked to perform her other area of expertise for free, volunteering to raise money for Ukraine. It's a difficult position. Ina wants to support her community, but she's already struggling to just support herself and her daughter.
I explain to people, like, be a musician and the same, like, work to be a doctor. For example, when we go to doctor, we paid for appointment. Why people sometimes singing like to sing or to do concert? It's much easiest, and I can do this without money. Half of my life I was studied to get this degree, and also my experience. Like I helped 90 people with mental health. I organized a lot of events, concerts, and everything, also to make people feel like home, because also it's important for Ukrainians.
Many artists know the frustration of not being valued for their work, and many immigrants are familiar with the financial hardships of moving to a new country. Today in Portland, Ina faces both.
Last time, somebody invited me to do some concert, and I told, I can't. I can't pour from empty cup, because I'm already empty cup. To survive with daughter, to pay all of my... like apartments, insurance, medical, car insurance, and everything. This is thousands of dollars without any help. And I need to work. I need to survive. Okay, I am empty cup sometimes, but usually I help Ukraine. I help our, and they continue to organize something. Last year, it was nice year because I was nominated for a national fellowship. This is for best of the best culture keeper, folklorist, preserve of culture. It's from California Alliance Taproot Fellowship. And I got money from them. It's helped me to do what I love to do. And I was invited, like, even I was in Hawaii for Ukrainian Culture Center. Also, I am first Ukrainian in this is Oregon Folk Network, and like as a folklorist from a University of Oregon. And 2 weeks ago, I was there. I was singing about PhD, and I was singing about PhD ethnomusicology and work with students with Ukrainian culture, Ukrainian folklore, and European. Also, I am singer not only for Ukrainian folklore, Bulgarian, Poland, Moldavian, to teach students, maybe.
Like many refugees, Ina's future is full of questions. Will her work permit be renewed? How long will she be in the U.S.? When will this war end? When can she go back home? And what is left of home to return to?
My parents live in Sumy, in my sister's apartments, together with sister, her husband, and daughter. They can come back home because it's danger. It's like, and also this bombing everywhere. No, like, hospital, no school, no, like, and we don't know even, like, how is our home. But people living there and they try to work, to survive, and just got used to situation. But anyway, how many people died every day? You don't know. You can go to sleep, but you don't know if you will woke up tomorrow. And Russia knows they not bombing military place, bombing like home when people slept. It's bombing everywhere, like theater, hospitals, a lot of like kids' plays, kids' hospitals. It's like it's not no humanity at all. No. I didn't invite Russia to bombing us. Like, I can't like explain who needs to kill kids. I don't think about future. Don't dream like normal people living. I'm living day to day, and I don't know what happened. I don't know even what happened with me. Like in Ukraine war, in United States, we don't have any stability. We don't know where I will be. I'm living my life and try to take care about my daughter and try to make for her normal, nice life. She loves to listen music like vinyl, and she has piano, bass guitar, guitar. She loves music. And she has talent with languages. She like speak Ukrainian, English, Poland. Of course, she knows Russia. She like doesn't speak, but she knows. And Spanish, French. And she learned a little bit Korean. And she has talent. She is a singer also. She sang sometimes with me. Ukraine still alive, and we are so brave. And I think Ukrainians protect whole world from Russia. Nobody except this like much smaller country than Russia. No, give up, protect our country.
Many Roads to Here is a production of The Immigrant Story. All of the music you heard in this episode is from Ina's latest solo album, which was released in March 2026. The title of this album translates in English to Princess, and it's a collection of Ukrainian traditional songs, along with a few original compositions inspired by folk traditions. You can listen to the album on any major streaming platform or buy it on the Magnetic West Music Bandcamp page. And to hear more of Ina's music, go to magneticwestmusic.com/Ina Kovtun. This episode was hosted, produced, and edited by me, Celine Ross. Storyboard was edited by Meg Ritter, with audio post-production by Greg Palmer. Our executive producer is Shankar Raman. This episode was made possible through a generous contribution from the Zeidel Family Foundation. For more stories, visit theimmigrantstory.org/manyroads, listen live at prp.fm, or stream us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.